dust regulations for rural America. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. You know, you probably don't give much thought to dust unless you work for the EPA or you're a farmer or rancher. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
As it's required to do under the Clean Air Act, the Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing regulations for what is called particulate matter, which is basically soot and dust. Soot is what comes from car emissions and factories. It's man-made. Dust is a different story.
It happens when farmers are out plowing in their fields. It happens when people drive down unpaved roads. It happens when livestock moves. So it's naturally occurring.
American Farm Bureau regulatory specialist Rick Krause says the current rules do the job and don't need to be revised. But if they are, it could be an economic burden to farmers and ranchers.
If they make that standard stricter, then there are going to be many, many more areas that won't be able to meet that standard. And if the standard is not met and areas come into non-compliance, then states and local governments will place restrictions on farming operations to bring them into compliance, regulating when you can work in your fields, setting speed limits on unpaved roads of, in some cases, 10, 15 miles per hour, requiring that if you're going to work in your fields on dry days that you spray water behind it to keep the dust down.
New legislation would keep the EPA from making dust regulations even more stringent while taking health concerns into consideration.
The bill does provide that if there are substantive health impacts that would result from dust, that EPA can go in and regulate further. It does provide that state and local governments can regulate dust in localized areas in particular situations where it might be a problem, rather than imposing a national standard across the country.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.